my slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue, and it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you, but what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free, so make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're
888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
As the world watches and listens in awe, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
So that video is an ad. It's actually an ad.
What are they selling? Insanity?
They're selling Army. They're selling Army.
Yeah.
You should be part of
the mind of the enemy.
Army PSYOP
target
team.
Psychological warfare.
Because they're in the woods and you don't know who they are. And because who's pulling the strings? Because anything they touch is a weapon. I'm just reading from the ad. We can deceive. This is, we can deceive, persuade, change, and influence. This is from the ad. And inspire. After, I guess they deceive. I think they deceive first. Then they inspire. The walls of night closing. Around me. Yep, they're in the woods. So they show pictures of ghosts and clowns, scary clowns with masks on, hiding in the woods. And then you're supposed to want to join the army.
I joined the army once, and
do you
they
remember
didn't do anything
hiding
like
in the wood
that.
With a mask clown,
never.
Clown mask on?
Never or? Happened. No.
Oh, no?
No.
You didn't talk about how much deceit you're involved
Not
in?
Not a bit.
Oh, and how much... influence you had to deceive?
No. We talked a lot about defending the United States of America.
Oh, not anymore. No, not anymore. This is about hiding in the woods called Ghosts in the Machine, and that it's all about control and who pulls the strings, and it's all about going in these other countries to persuade, deceive, and influence them. And then it says, what are we? We are Psywar. We're in the woods. We're scary. That's us.
Well, our future is clear.
Future's bright, people. Got to wear shades. Yeah, it's so freaky and disgusting that this is the direction that they're going. And it said, if your opponent is of choleric temper, seek to irritate him. Okay. I just wanted everybody to know that's the new ad for the army.
And if you believe they're only going to do that in other countries,
uh-huh.
I've got news for you.
Yeah.
They'll do it here, too.
You guys, we're in Creepville. Our military is going in directions that not only are they getting rid of all the patriots, the people that would not take a shot that we don't know what the ingredients are in their bodies,
this is the direction we've been heading into for a long time.
They're going out of their way to attract psychopaths.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
I want to hide in the woods, and I want to wear a clown mask so no one knows who I am. And then I want to be in the shadows and then pounce on people so they don't know I'm coming because they're the enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's after us again? I know we keep getting told that people are after us all the time, and everyone wants to hunt us down in this country and do all this harm to us. Okay, I just wanted to throw that out there. We just get told that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's an actual name for the people
what
that are
it?
After us.
What is it?
They're called domestic enemies.
Ah, yeah, yeah. So welcome back to the show on that cheery note. And make sure to go to preparewithkate.com, get some food storage, please. And then go over to Zelenko and get, it's on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. And please bulk up on the Z-Stack, the Zelenko Z-Stack, because it's four supplements in one. People are asking about this. And also a detox. Get rid of some of these toxins in your body, especially from the shots if you've had those. Because what's the new headline, Milty? The new headline is
the virus is coming.
Summer.
Yeah, no, summer bummer.
Summer bummer.
Summer bummer.
Yep, you're going to not have a good summer. And Bill Gates is going to be here to tell you about it, because I didn't know if you knew this. This is kind of, you know, secret, not so secret, is that he was very determined to give you the specifics of something that he's just guessing about. Here we go.
New threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen
of
a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
Who wants to do that to us? Who's coming to get us? Bill Gates.
With a great guess of six specific items.
Really? I mean, honestly, it was a really great, very specific guess. Who guesses like that? Oh, and by the way, he did add that it will be at an airport, too. It will land in an airport. Forgive the pun. Yeah. He gave that bit, too. He's totally guessing, though. Totally guessing. Okay. Make sure you have Saracena Propopea, please. Get the extract. Homeopath, you have to use a lot more of it, and it's not as good as the extract. Make it yourself. Order the plants. That will save you from any virus, I think, in about 12 hours. Okay? Night 1858, Chicago Medical Journal, right there in Illinois. Look it up online. Upcoming guests tomorrow, I have John D'Souza, who is ex-FBI, who talks about the UFOs and all of the major information coming out about this now. Greg Mannarino on Monday. I am on Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's. That's even my birthday, too. I'm on Dr. Tenpenny's show at 7 a.m. in the morning, my time, and her show for 2 hours. I have no idea what we're going to talk about with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And then I also have Henry Makow next Friday. All kinds of guests coming on the show. You have no idea. I was speaking with seven simultaneously last night in order to schedule them. Dr. Batar is coming on in the next hour to announce what he's doing right now, and we'll probably want to listen up to that. But I just wanted to mention, because you know, I must be a crazy person, Uncle Milty, because I keep saying they're going to introduce smallpox. Well, they just got the go-ahead to take all these things that they've already made for smallpox to put them in 13 more million shots.
Yeah, and but they're doing this way ahead of time because they're not planning to need them until 2023-24.
Uh-huh. That's what they told us, yeah. That they already constructed all the parts, though. They tell you that in the articles. Yeah. Oh, all the parts were already done. Why are they doing that when smallpox is only in a lab in Atlanta and then, of course, a lab in Russia? Are they going to blame Russia for that, too?
No, I think what they're planning is for a monkeypox to be turned into a very fatal pox.
Okay, so it's the monkeypox. Everybody's been hearing about this, I'm sure, right? And, yeah.
What do they call it, a precursor?
Isn't it? When are we going to believe them? When are we going to believe them? The main difference between the symptoms of smallpox and monkeypox is that monkeypox causes lymph nodes to swell, while smallpox does not. Other than that, pretty much the same thing. Starts with a fever. I would suggest that you have Sarracena Purpurea, which they designed, which they actually told and said, hey, this actually stops and halts everything. Smallpox, typhoid, you name it, name a virus, and it knocks it out in 12 hours. Hmm. I know. Back in 1858. And then, of course, you know, any good medical advice using the natural things that God gave us is out the window in order for pharma to come in, stake its claim, and make its profits.
So yeah, well, that's because according to those people, there is no God.
Okay. And then I have to say, I'm going to try to put this up. I've had a hard time getting into my site lately. But I'm going to try to put this up on show notes. There was an article that came out on the National Health Institute website by Dr. Russell L. Blaylock. Okay, Dr. Russell Blaylock. This is a long article, and he nails, Carrie Madej put this up, Dr. Carrie Madej, nails the lies of COVID, calls out the doctors, the stupid doctors that won't read a study to save their life, that just get told orders, the nurses that go along with everything, calls them out, the hospital administrators, hell-bent on socialized medicine, federal bureaucrats, governors, the president, you name it, calls it all out, tells you exactly what's going on, why it happened the last 2 years, other unprecedented attacks, the lies behind COVID. This is he goes on to say, the vaccines cannot protect adequately against any variants, Delta and Omicron, moronic, right? Natural immunity is far superior to vaccine immunity. Fauci will insist the COVID vaccine for small children and even babies. Vaccine passports will be required to enter a business, fly a plane. He talked about all their lies and discussed this in a fantastic article, and I hope you guys check it out. It's right on the government website.
Wow.
I know. In detail. Talked all about the lies. In fact, it starts out saying the COVID-19 pandemic is one of the most manipulated infectious disease events in history, characterized by official lies in an unending stream led by government bureaucracies, medical associations, medical boards, the media, and international agencies. We have witnessed a long list of unprecedented intrusions into medical practice, including attacks on medical experts, destruction of medical careers among doctors refusing to participate and killing their patients, and a massive regimentation of healthcare led by non-qualified individuals with enormous wealth, power, and influence. That's the first paragraph. On the government's website. I encourage all of you to share this with friends and family. I really do. It was a hell of an article. It really was. He nails Fauci, Gates, EcoHealth Alliance, the CDC, WHO, and untested messenger RNA vaccines. I mean, the whole thing. Please share this with people, because I don't know how you can deny it coming from government website itself. Right? If you have people that tune you out because they think you're crazy, this is coming right from somebody that published this right on the government website. I don't know how long it'll stay up, but wow. It's long, too.
Which government website?
NIH. Isn't it the NC? Oh, what is it called? Blah. I always forget what it's called. NCIB? No. Anyway, the website, everything's on. NCBI. That's what it is. NCBI.NLM.NIH, National Institute of Health. Sorry, we live in acronym hell in America. We have so many agencies that don't have the constitutional authority to exist. It's hard to maintain all of them and their acronyms.
NCBI stands for National Center for Biotechnology Information.
Yeah.
Like, we need that.
Uh-huh. What are they doing there? Nothing.
No germ warfare?
No, drinking a Pepsi. Doing nothing. Okay. Go Army. Go Army PSYOP, North Carolina.
you're right when I played that and you said they're trying to attract psychopaths.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Well, that's the people that they get to do things like shoot up grocery stores.
Or invade small groups of patriots.
Yeah.
And try to act friendly. You know what I mean? And they're part of the DOD and they're part of all these groups. And then they go away for military training every year. And then they come back and then they try to pose as patriotic Americans. Inside groups. To deliver information and gaslight, by the way. That's a treat.
Yeah. So I like had a request for a friendship on Facebook the other day, and they asked, I didn't respond, and they asked me, hey, what do you feel about revolution?
Oh,
like,
my
there's
gosh.
No trap there anymore.
I think they need to go back for some more training. You're supposed to keep it on the down low. You're supposed to pretend that you're just a normal American just asking about revolution. If you come across a little too pointed over it, or you encourage it a little too much, people are going to know that you probably work for the government on the down low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it quieter.
Nobody said psychopaths were smart.
Do we need to train these people? Oh, believe me. I'll never say when I know I'm being gaslit, but I'm gaslit a lot. Let me just tell you, as far as people trying to do that, they love to do it to hosts. Anyways, all right. Be back in a minute with, I think Dr. Batar is calling in. So Dr. Rashid Batar. So stay with us, please. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this, and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.